Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com. Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy coming at you with show 51 for shouldidrinkthat.com, where even if it's crap, we drink it, so you don't have to.
Woohoo!
Yeah, did you hear that, people? That wasn't Spoon.
No, it was not. This is Dan.
I have a special guest for show 51 because Father Spoon is being a father right now and taking
care
of
being a spoon.
Yeah, he's taking care of a little teaspoon. So I invited Dan on the show to help me out. I appreciate you being here, man. Thank
you. I appreciate myself being here as well.
He just wants free beer.
Damn right.
That's it, brother.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, no doubt. So the beers we have this evening are two that are actually new back to the area. They were here for a while, and they had a little trouble with the contract brewing.
Damn contractors.
So, yeah, they were idle for like 2 years. But we have the Reaper Ales back in Studio A. The recipes have changed up a little bit, so I've been anxious to try them. We have two Reaper Ales and a stout later in the show that's not from Reaper Ales, but we'll get to that in due time. My favorite Reaper Ale is Mortality Stout, which is not available here yet. It's going to be another week, so.
Do they have any, like, uplifting names in there? No, I didn't think so.
No. They have a really cool evil website, though.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Very nice.
Yeah. I guess the rumor is they started out as like a t-shirt company with like the Reaper logos and stuff on them.
Mm-hmm.
And
someone suggested maybe you should make beer.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah, that's how they got started. They contract brew everything that they do. They don't have their own brewery. So,
wow.
Back in the day, I believe they were brewed by Green Flash.
Green Flash.
And then you know, the wildfires and everything happened out there. So, and they needed the space to brew their own beer.
Okay.
So they pretty much kicked Reaper Ale out.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very nice.
They were left out in the cold for about 2 years. And now I believe the brewery that's doing it now is Sudwerk out of Davis, California. So they're back in action.
Good for us.
Yeah, no doubt. I love their beers, man.
That's good.
So you want to crack the first one open?
Sure.
Nice sound effects,
thank
man.
Thank you. Thank you. I prematurely opened it early. I'm sorry for all you listeners out there.
He doesn't know the drill yet.
But no, I'm learning.
Well, poor bitch.
Oh, damn. All right. No, I had to serve.
Of course. You're the guest host.
I'm giving you a lot of head because I know you like it.
I do. I do. You'll fit right in here, Dan.
Yeah.
Now, as we were discussing here before we started recording, I'm not a huge fan of red ales. And the first one we're doing tonight is a red ale.
I like red ales. I don't mind them.
What do you think of the first red ale we had here before the
show? The first red ale was excellent that we had before the show.
And what red ale was that, Dan?
That was the homebrew of the red ale. It's actually a lot darker than what I expected. Really, really good.
Yeah, me too, actually. It's the first bottle I opened. I really wasn't expecting much from this beer, but it turned out pretty damn good.
It was excellent.
Thank you.
Yes, a lot better than most red ales that I've had.
Yeah, you won't find the Vagina Blood Fart red ale in the stores anywhere, so.
Man.
Might have a little...
I'm waiting to see the label.
Yeah, exactly. So are a lot of other people, Dan, trust me. But thank you for that. Man.
Oh, all right. So
what do you think of the aroma on this one?
Aroma?
It's actually pretty similar to my homebrew.
It's very similar. A little lighter, I would say, on the aroma, though. Yours was a lot heavier.
Yeah, I used a lot of
the malt. Yeah.
It might come in a little heavier alcohol than the actual Reaper Redemption Red Ale. So,
yeah, but if I actually sniff the foam up into my nose, it's about the same.
Did you do that?
No.
It's got that typical aroma for a red ale.
Yes, yes, it does.
Malts and everything,
yes.
Yeah. This is made with Columbus and Amarillo hops.
Are we tits and ass?
Tits and ass.
There you go. Cheers.
Wow, that's actually lighter than mine.
Yes, it is. Very.
Hmm.
Comparatively, you can actually just look at it and see that it's lighter. I mean, you can actually see the light coming through it as opposed to yours.
Reaper Ale, do you dare?
I like it. I actually do.
Yeah, like I said, Dan, I'm not a huge fan of the red ales, but this is very drinkable.
Yes, it is. I would say it's... Comparatively, do you think most red ales you compare it to Achillean's, I guess?
That's my thing with red ales, dude. I always compare them to Achillean's. I always think back to Achillean's, and it kills me.
Well, because can you really do much more? I mean, you did with, you know.
Yeah, I made mine a malt bomb.
Yours was just really heavy. And I
think that was subconsciously. I knew I was making a red ale, and I didn't want it to be a Achillean's. So I think unconsciously I just dumped a shitload of malt into it. Turned out well.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
But we're not here to talk about my beers.
No.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
Not this show.
This ain't Pimp My Beers.
This comes in with a B- overall on beeradvocate.com with only 59 reviews. This is, ABV on this, 6.6% alcohol. I wonder if they did that on purpose. They should have did
6.6.
They should have done 6.66%.
Yes, definitely.
Or, you know, at least lied and said it was 6.66.
Oh, what's another 6 in there, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It does say 6.0, though, so that's, you know.
There's room there for a third digit.
Got to speak to somebody in marketing on that one.
That's right. The evil beers.
Now, do all their beers come at 6.66%?
No, actually, they do not. We're doing another Reaper Ale here next. I'm not sure what the ABV on that is, but I have notes.
Oh,
the next beer is actually 6.2%, but we'll get to that here in a minute.
6.2.
Pretty good session beer, I'd say.
Yeah, actually, it's I got a good flavor to it. I really like it as far as a red ale is concerned.
Would you drink this again, Dan?
Yes, I would. Yeah, yes, I definitely would. I would order this. Mm-hmm. I might actually buy a few bottles.
Yeah, even with the jacked up Pennsylvania taxes, it's not a bad price here.
Damn Honorado.
Yeah, plus, you know, the Pennsylvania state bastards.
Yes.
You know, in Ohio, this beer is probably about $4. Here it's $7. Yeah.
Moving to Ohio. Still loving the Steelers, though.
Nah, I have a friend in Ohio, so he can just bring me all the beers he wants over my way. So
that's a good friend.
Good deal, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Go ahead and listen to this little beer safari interlude, and we'll be right back.
It's hard to find a good beer, but one place to go for some great information is BeerSafari.com. It can help you navigate through the jungle of beer, so check out BeerSafari.com.
And we're back. So what'd you think of the Redemption Red, man? A fan?
Yes, I am a fan. Right. I would, like I said, I would order it and drink it.
So, as far as your beer history, when did you start drinking?
So, you're not going to believe this, but I did not drink until I was of age, 21. Yes,
the shame, the shame.
Yes, the shame, the shame. I mean, okay, there was the one time wine cooler when I was 16 at a party, but yeah, that didn't go anywhere, and I did not partake.
Well, you had a rough start. You had a wine cooler, man.
Yes, true.
You know,
true.
If that's your gauge for the rest of
it was either the wine cooler or I believe it was St. Ides or Colt 45, I believe was at the party as well. So I think made the right choice.
Nah.
Maybe. No,
nah.
No, not at all.
At 16, I'd be drinking the Colt 45.
Yes.
Not so much the St. Ides, though. That shit's panther piss.
Yes.
Fruity fucking ghetto beer.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
malt liquor shit.
But even then, beer to me, it wasn't until, 21st birthday, I had a few beers, but it was just
Coors Light, right?
No, Miller Lights. It was,
same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Water in a can.
That's right.
So, I actually, did not start drinking beer until like 23, 24 years old, all due to deck hockey. Player of that I played with always bring a case of Coors Light on ice. And after a game, there's nothing else to drink. I needed something to just refresh myself. So I had a water in a can.
Right.
Coors Light.
Yeah.
So that's how it started.
But look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now. And I would have to say that it's Yingling got me onto trying different beers.
Nice, dude.
Yes.
I'm not such a huge fan of Yingling, but it's a great place to start, man.
It was a start.
Great history with that brewery as well.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, well, oldest
I got
in the country.
Man.
Yeah.
So I hope SIDT has helped you along the way as well, right?
Yes. I would not have tried as many beers as I tried at this day if it was not for you. And, you know.
We're turning a lot of people into craft beer
and
drunks.
Spoon. Yeah. You guys, I tell you what, spoon fed. He's not here, but, you know.
We'll pour one for the homie.
Yes, definitely. The homie and the little homie.
Especially if this next beer sucks.
Yeah. Hey.
You know the rule, right, Dan?
Yes, we chug.
Yes.
Yes.
But we have to both agree that it sucks, so.
Okay.
But feel free to chug at any time. I mean, I'm not going to stop you.
Good. Good luck trying.
You can crash on Studio A's couch if you need to. All right, man. The next beer we got is the Reaper Ale Deathly Pale Ale. A kick-ass label to it too.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Kind of like a Celtic border with a reaper on a horse in a graveyard behind a full moon.
Very, very cool. I like it a lot.
Very evil.
Evil. Can you call evil cool? I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm evil. I'm cool.
Okay. Right.
Speaking of that, I mean, this goes out to the, I guess the total geek community. So if you're not a geek, just shut up and drink your beer.
Huh.
I've been getting into a lot of Linux distros lately, right?
Okay.
And I was Googling up some things about the Ubuntu OS.
I think I know what you're going with this.
Dude. They have a Ubuntu distro out there. It's Ubuntu, the Satanic Edition.
Very nice.
It's awesome.
So when your mouse like moves on its own, it's supposed to do that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like
possessed. Yeah. If you know the Ubuntu logo, it's a circle with three dots on it. What they did was they took that and they put skulls where the dots are with horns and shit on them.
Nice.
And the whole distro, it comes with like 30 minutes of death metal loaded onto the fucking distro itself. And all this artwork and the desktop is killer. It's very satanic, very cool.
Cool. I have to check it out. You'll have to show it to me.
Oh,
when,
definitely,
when you get
dude.
It. I know you'll
definitely.
Get it. So.
Oh, I have it. It's already loaded, dude.
It's loaded on the mini?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, not the mini. No.
No, not the mini? Okay.
I've been using the live CD.
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah, that's your official geek news.
Awesome.
But it kind of fit with what we're doing, the whole Reaper Ale thing.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, that kind of brings it into mind. And with the skulls on here, two at the
top
exactly.
There. Yeah,
exactly.
Think of it.
Yeah.
I
like
open
the,
it up, bitch.
I like the sickle on the top as well.
Yeah, on the cap.
Oh, did you hear that?
Thanks for not prematurely opening this one.
No problem. I learned my lesson on the first one. See, I might get it wrong the first time, but I learned on the first time.
Yeah.
See, like
way to adapt.
Like the wine cooler. I learned on the first time. you first. Give me the glass.
Ah, thank you, sir.
No problem.
Now, think of that. I think at my parents' house, I think they have wine coolers in the beer fridge. It's probably been there for, I don't know, 15 years.
Is it a beer fridge then if it's a wine cooler or is it a wine
fridge?
Yeah,
there's like one or two wine coolers and surrounded by beer. So
surrounded. At least they have company.
Well, you're not going to fill my glass? No,
well, I got to make sure we're even. I don't want to cheat anybody out here.
He's learning.
Especially myself.
Yeah, right on. Now, look at you. Pouring them just exact.
Okay, there. You can kill it off.
I get more. Nice.
You better hope it's good.
No, you're the one that has to drive home, so.
Exactly.
I live at Studio A. I'm good.
My wife would not be happy if I crash on Studio A couch.
Nah. It's got a nice hoppy aroma to it, man.
Yes, it does.
A little Chinook and Cascade hops. This beer is B+ on beeradvocate.com with 68 reviews. Pretty good score for that lower number of reviews. Look at you swirling on that glass like a beer snob, boy.
You know what? Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like it. I mean, well, you got to get the aroma,
exactly.
You know, the flow.
Yeah.
You should pour these into a brandy sniffer.
Yeah, we should have brandy sniffers.
But, you know, I'd like to sniff brandy, too.
You just got a brandy snifter tonight.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I get it. Brandy.
Yeah. How you doing?
Think about it, people. Think about it. All right, cheers, man. Let's
cheers.
Try this out.
DNA.
Oh, that's nice. Very hoppy.
Yes.
Not like a shitload of hops, but it's well-balanced.
I got to go for a second here.
Do you? Nice.
Okay, there's the hops.
Yeah, it's got a good hoppy finish to
it. Yeah, I mean, I can smell it, but it really did not hit my tongue
right.
at the first swig.
Yeah, it's kind of like on the finish, on the back end.
Yes,
you get it. Yeah.
No, it's very, very good.
I have to say, the head retention on these beers is pretty good. I mean, the lacing is incredible.
Yeah, they're like sticking to the glass.
Yeah, that's what lacing is, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What sticks to the glass.
Retention?
Area around
is that
exactly. You're learning again.
Well, for those who don't know.
That's right.
I'm the dumbass to make sure that you do know.
I wish I had some of their older beers sitting around so I could compare them, but I drank them about
Why
2 years ago.
You? I mean,
and a hoppy pale ale is not one you should really age anyway, because the hops will just diminish over time. So,
and that's a shame.
Yeah, I'm not one for cellaring beers too much.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Drink them. Enjoy them now.
Yeah. Definitely. If I'm buying a beer, I'm buying it for today, not for, well.
I am selling a few, but the ones I am selling are really rare, hard to find, and I just didn't want to crack them open right away. I want to save them for a special occasion kind of thing. So.
Yeah, and I'm not that special.
No. And, you know, the whole Stone Vertical Epic series, saving all of those.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's what their whole, you know.
Right, yeah.
The whole marketing thing is, you just, you know. Very good.
Excuse me. So what do you think of the pale ale, man?
Good pale ale.
It's for a pale ale, it's very hoppy. I don't know why they didn't call this an IPA, but maybe it's a DPA. Deathly Pale Ale.
Deathly Pale Ale.
Maybe they just changed Now that I think about it, that's probably why they did that. Seven
Deathly Pale Ale rather than IPA.
Seven IPA to
DPA.
DPA, yeah. Why I just now noticed that, I have no idea. But I get it now.
Hey, well, there you go. Now, the deathly part, would that be the hops?
I would assume so.
Yes.
Or just a quirky marketing term for a Reaper ale.
Would that be the Indian part of a pale ale?
Yeah, exactly.
The hop part?
The deathly part.
There you go. Yeah. Well, that's what we're replacing, right, with the deathly.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Damn, dude.
That's right.
Tis a fine ale.
Tis a fine.
So what do we got for local news in the beer world, I guess? The Hofbrauhaus here in Pittsburgh is opening up soon. I guess the soft opening is March 16th, which will be probably past and gone by the time the show's released. But I'm looking forward to that.
That would be nice.
I just hope it ain't a bunch of drunken yinzers going, dude, look, I got a liter of beer. Ooh,
well,
chug.
I guess that leaves me out.
No, you're not a yinzer, dude. Trust me.
Well, get me drunk enough, and I'll born and raised. I'll tell you what, I'll start talking yinzer and go downtown and that and hit the south side.
You really need to listen to my buddy Hutch over at birdseyeview.com.
Yeah.
Total yinzer.
Total yinzer.
Total yinzer.
I can't complain.
24/7 total yinzer. Yeah. Huge Steeler fan.
Stiller
fan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And at.
And at.
He's a great guy, man. Good show. Good people. But he's definitely a yinzer. But, I don't. You know, once that party yinzer actually goes to Hofbrauhaus thinking they're going to party,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to be sorely disappointed when it's $15 for a liter.
What? Are you kidding me?
You get to keep the mug, but.
Dude, you got any Miller Lite?
Exactly, dude. Yeah. It reminds me of the time I was down at, there's a local bar here on the south side of Pittsburgh. What the fuck's the name of it?
That's an interesting name for
a
bar.
Yeah, dude.
You know what? There you go, man. You open up a bar. What the fuck? Well, I don't know if you can get away with the fuck part, but you know.
Let's get down to what the fuck.
What the F, you know?
What the F.
What the F. What the F's the name of that place?
Oh, shit, dude. It's got that patio outside. It's down further down the south side.
The double wide.
Thank you. Yes. The double wide grill. Damn, I don't know why I brain farted on that. But me and Eric the Gin were down there one day. And they have a great tap system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get growlers filled there.
Very nice.
Anything that's on tap. You know, they have the old double wide labeled like growlers and shit. No. Yeah. And these two college idiots come in. This was like last year. Just sticks
you got
in my
any
head.
Natty Ice? What's your cheapest like, beer?
Well, no, not even that. He's like, can we get beer to go? And the girl behind the counter is like, sure, we have growlers. And, dude, they have to have maybe 20 taps.
Yeah.
Somewhere around in there, give or take. And he's like, give me a growler of Miller Lite. Now, that's not the worst of it.
Yes.
Dude, the growler's the same friggin' price no matter what beer you get.
No beer, yeah.
So you could have got like an 11% Castile and a half a gallon for $15. What's he get? Miller Lite for $15 and a half a gallon.
Was that it's probably a gentleman that did not have proper identification that would happen to slip in behind, you know, the front door and said, hey, if I can get anything.
I told him, like, go around the corner. There's a shit bar right here next to this place. Yeah. You get a six-pack to go, dude.
The White Eagle.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the White Eagle.
They'll give you a fishbowl for $2.
Good Lord.
Get drunk.
I wanted to strangle that kid. It was just insanely stupid. I guess he just wasn't a beer aficionado, just wanted to get drunk.
Yeah.
But still, though, if that was me, I would have tried that.
You know, we all have our stumbling blocks, and, you know, he's young. He's got time to learn.
Yeah, I hope.
And hopefully he learns before he...
Fucking no-talent ass clown.
Yeah, it's true. You know, can't even juggle.
Nice, dude. Cheers, brother. Wow, cheers. Damn, you
yeah,
really...
I, dude, I,
damn.
I must like this because the glass is almost completely
empty. He's almost
empty.
Done with his, and maybe I'm doing all the bullshitting, maybe. That's why.
That's true. You are.
Wait, let me catch up, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm going to stop and wait. Oh man, I like the I do like the pale ales. I like the reds. I like the
I think this is more of an IPA than a pale ale.
Well,
that's
true.
What confused me about the deathly part.
The deathly, like, yes, because
I was thinking it was a pale ale, but now that I taste it.
Well,
now I get the reference now. Yeah, this is definitely a. If it is a pale ale, it's severely hopped up.
Yes,
and it should be.
An IPA.
An IPA.
Correct.
India
correct.
Pale Ale.
Which,
yeah.
Like you're saying, it's just, you know.
Cool play on words from Reaper Ale, I guess.
Yes.
But, yeah, just looking at it, I'm like, okay, pale ale. You know, I don't see the I there, or the imperial, you know, or the India.
India.
So I was just assuming it was a regular pale ale, but I get it now. All right, dude, let's finish up these beers or rinse out the glasses, and we'll be right back.
All right.
And we are back for the final beer of the evening. And, dude, me and Spoon have been talking about doing this. Do you remember the old movie Meatballs?
Meatballs? I just watched Meatball 2. It was like, nice. Oh, yes, it was on, man. I couldn't believe it.
One of the quotes that always stuck in my head that people were like, dude, what the hell is that? And I know the hardcore Meatball fans when they're like, yeah, dude. Like, hey, your mama make you a favorite, hot ganipganabs. You know what I'm talking about?
Rudy the Wabbit. That's all
that,
I really
fucking,
remember from the first one.
That alien that was on the Meatballs 2, I think
yes,
it was.
Yes, Meatball 2 was the alien.
The alien?
That's right,
yeah.
Yeah.
When the alien parents were picking him up.
Yes.
Yeah, come on in, man. Your mama make you a favorite, hot ganipganabs. I don't know why that's stuck in my head over the years, but it has, man. Yeah. Weird shit.
Very weird.
But, dude, last beer of the evening. This is not a Reaper Ale because the Reaper Ale I wanted is not available yet in PA like it was. Yeah, next week, dude. We're, you know, a week shy.
Yay!
It's the Reaper Mortality Stout is what I wanted.
All right.
And when this beer was available in PA, I loved it. It was so good. I didn't really get high ratings, but I don't really give a shit about other people's opinions.
Yeah, you
I liked
don't.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, so, fuck you all. It was good. But I did stick with the stout, so.
All right.
We are doing the Elusive Yeti from Great Divide Brewing. Not the Yeti, not the Oak-Aged Yeti, the Espresso Oak-Aged Yeti.
Ooh.
Yeah. They like keep adding to this beer. I wonder what's next. Like the raisiny espresso, okay, Yeti.
Yeah. Well, how about the Yeti Bowling? Because
yeah, they got a Yeti on this label, and we both looked at him like, looks like he's bowling.
Yeah, he's holding a mug in his right hand, and the left hand kind of like waving his ass, like in
like in Born in East L.A.
Born in East L.A., yeah.
How'd that go?
It was like, pss, 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 pss. I remember that part. That was funny. But the guy was like, you know, you want to wave your ass like you're like you just let off
like
a fart, like a, like really let off a stinky one. You want to wave it behind you. What's happening?
That's it. What's That's happening? It.
What's happening? Go Raiders. But but that's like the best scene from that movie that I remember. It's just the guy with the cross eyes. Pss, 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 pss.
What's happening?
Yeah, oh man. Speaking of that, man, Cheech and Chong back together.
Yeah, dude. What the hell's up with that?
That is unbelievable.
Must have taxes to pay or some shit.
That's a good call. Recession. Right. Let's get back together. That worked back then.
Right on, so, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's good news for all of us comedian lovers, I guess.
Yes, old school Chong fans, man. Oh, yeah. And what the hell was that show that Cheech was on? Not Miami Vice.
But Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Yeah, he was Tubbs. No,
the Mexican Tubbs.
We just talked about this. It was
Nash Bridges.
Nash Bridges. Yes, Don Johnson.
Dumbass show.
Yes. But Cheech, doing voiceovers for everything,
yeah, like
man.
Cars and shit.
Yeah. Ramon. That's his name. Yeah, he's like the paint car and, you know, and car. Sorry, I got kids.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what I do in my spare time is watch, you know, Pixar movies and Disney movies.
Well, I have friends with kids, so I'm permanently borrowing movies for them a lot. So
borrowing.
Permanently borrowing. Yes,
yes. Borrowing. That's it.
we'll stop there. I'm previewing them for the children.
Oh, speaking of comebacks, Vanilla Ice. He's not coming back. Well, probably
he's
not.
Had like
but
four.
He came back with the whole hardcore. Heavy metal.
Back in the day, when Sure Enough, the local Pittsburgh band was still around, they invited us to a show out in Ohio, and they were opening up for Vanilla Ice during that tour.
Nice.
Pathetic.
You know, because it goes ding, 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 da, da, ding, ding. Mine goes ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding.
But he apologized.
Wow. He should.
He apologized for everything.
He's
clothing,
idiot.
Hairstyle, music, that damn song stuck in your head.
Ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can yell us, send us a hate email for that, because after you listen to this show,
it's going to be stuck
2 days later, you'll be like, ding, 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 fuck. Goddamn SIDT. So should we just stop, collaborate, and listen about this next beer?
Let's drink the Bowling Yeti and
crack it open, brother.
Espresso Oak Age Yeti. Should I take off the
No, you don't have to. Not with that. You just crack it open. Yeah. That's Spoon's nemesis right there, the foil.
All right. Again, your cup.
The man hates the foil.
Yeah, why do they foil? Are they afraid it's going to explode? They have to really secure it down?
I guess. I have no freaking idea.
Look at that color.
Oh, yeah,
that is
blacker than the inside of a cow, dude.
Wow.
Oh, that looks,
man,
phenomenally good. Look at that head rising on that beer.
It, like, grew 10 inches.
Wow. The carbonation, that's phenomenal. Dude, look, you gave me, like, a half a glass, half of his head.
I know. That's
and you poured it slow, too.
Yeah. Notice when I poured mine, it wasn't the same. And look, mine's growing just as bad.
Wow. It's an out-of-control head. Kind of like mine. Both of them. Wow, dude. I'm anxious to try this beer, man. I'm a big fan of the Yeti.
I tell you what, this is looking very, very, very good.
Incredible.
I'm anxious. I got
a three-finger head on my beer, man.
Oh, look at that. I did get the... I did. I sniffed up the foam.
Butler's snorting the beers, man.
Oh, look at that.
Nice. Dan be snorting.
That's it.
You kind of almost have to with this beer. Shitload of head on this beer, man. I'm impressed.
You got a spoon? Well, not Father
not
Spoon.
Here.
Yeah. You know, I want one of those, like, the frosty spoons. You remember when you get the frosty, or not the frosties? They're
spork.
Well, it's like the ice with the flavoring. They have like the straw, but it has like the spoon on the end of it.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that would
yeah.
be perfect for this. You know, I mean,
I have one of them little turtles for pouring black and tans.
Turtles?
You ever see those? I'll show that to you later.
All right.
It's a little metal turtle for pouring black and tans. Fits on top of a glass.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Talking
now.
About
yeah.
It, yeah. To separate the beers, man.
Oh.
Hmm. So it's kind of a weak aroma on this, but
it doesn't have much of a smell to it at all.
I get it. I get the coffee. I expected more, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't have like a very, very strong aroma at all. I mean, it's very faint.
Well, I'm sniffing through 2 inches of fucking frothy foam.
Well, try sniffing the foam up like I did. You'll get more flavor that way. I mean, that's probably
cheers,
why.
Man.
Cheers.
Tits
an ass. That's why I think I sniffed the foam, because I was trying to get the smell,
smell
and it
yeah.
just wasn't coming, so I got too close. I didn't waste it, though. I actually licked it off my lip. That was in my nostril.
Attaboy.
Yes, ladies, my tongue's that long.
Nice. Dan Simmons. Oh, man, the Espresso Oak Age Yeti. Stout age and oak chips with coffee added. Another great beer from Great Divide, man. Loving it. What
now
do you think, man?
The coffee they used, it's good. Very, I like it.
I doubt
again,
it's Maxwell.
Yes, that, well, I was going to say, is it... Is what bean did they use? What coffee bean?
No idea.
Yeah. So now you've heard of the
most. Ah, wait. Yes, I do.
Oh.
I'm reading the label.
Juan Valdez?
No. Espresso Oak Age Yeti Imperial Stout is a new addition to the Yeti clan, a generous infusion of Denver's own Pablo's Espresso.
Denver?
There you go.
Pablo from
Pablo.
Denver?
Pablo.
Anyone know Pablo from Denver?
I don't know, but he adds yet another layer of complexity, as I'm reading.
Mm.
Combined with a vanilla oak character, intense roasty maltiness, and bold hop profile to create a whole new breed of mythical creature. It's official. You can now have Yeti with breakfast. Hmm. Wow, dude. Their food pairing suggestions for this are kind of weird.
Bacon and eggs? You said breakfast.
Breakfast burrito.
Nice.
Eggs Benedict. Hash browns, cheesecake, or creme brulee?
$5 foot long in there?
No. $5 foot long.
Sorry.
Damn that
again,
marketing
another,
team.
Again, that's it. Another song in your head. Sorry, I apologize.
Oh,
well, at
stop.
Least we got that vanilla ice out of there.
Stop, collaborate, and foot long.
Very nice.
Wow. Cheers, brother.
Cheers. Tits, ass.
What do you think of the Yeti, bro?
I like the Yeti.
Awesome, man.
The Espresso Oak Aged Yeti.
It's a thick-ass beer.
It is. It is. It is thick.
Definitely a sipper.
Yes, yes. It's
not a party beer.
It's not your, hey, let's go chug some.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would. I'm
well,
SIDT, but.
True.
I'm kind of getting away from the whole chugging thing.
Well, because, you know.
Well, the contest, at least. You know, the chugging. Gets to vote on who chugs what.
Yeah, boo.
I know.
We like to torture you guys.
I know, dude. I know.
Especially Spoon.
We're trying to get away from that. I mean, we'll still chug the beers we hate on the show.
Yeah.
That's just proper.
Well, yes.
Nothing is drain worthy.
You have to follow through with that.
Yeah, I think we're just getting tired of drinking crap, chugging shit for people. I mean.
Okay. New option here. You guys suggest crap beer and make them chug it.
Yeah. Well, I do have a delivery hopefully coming from... a good buddy of mine, fan of the show, who just sent me a couple beers.
Mm-hmm.
During our email collaboration back and forth about the beer trade, he had mentioned he has Cave Creek Chili Beer.
Cave Creek Chili Beer.
He used to be able to get in PA about 2 years back.
Where's Cave Creek?
Yeah, Colorado, I think.
Colorado? Or is it Colorado?
Colorado. Cave Creek, Colorado. I think that's Colorado, yeah. But they brew with chili peppers.
Nice.
Ice cold hot beer. I actually like me and my brother would actually buy a case of it
beer.
Every Christmas just to, as a conversation piece kind
yeah.
of thing. You definitely, and trust me on this,
mm-hmm.
I'm speaking from experience. If you get a case of this or a six pack,
yes.
Don't sit down, watch a hockey game, football game, whatever, and drink the whole six-pack in one sitting. You'd run a garden hose on your ass in the morning. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts real good.
It's very painful. A whole new term to the beer shits, huh?
Yeah, exactly, man. You spraying the back of the wall, but I digress. It's a nasty experience, but yeah, one or two, it's fine. What I love about that beer, though, is just the way they brew it. There's a pepper in every bottle, but that's basically just for show.
Yeah,
the heat comes from brewing hundreds of peppers in the vat.
So now, would you just add the seeds, or?
Well, it's full peppers in the bottle.
So they just actually put the pepper, drop all the damn thing all in. The peppers in and do everything, not just.
Yeah. So what I've found over the years making people drink that shit, it's kind of funny.
Funny for who?
For me.
Yeah.
I know the beer, and you get the first timers in there, and they'll drink one and go, that's hot, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
You get the second bottle, it can be 10 times hotter than the first, depending on the
batch.
Oh,
that's true. That's it. Yeah. It can.
They try the second one, like, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
People choke at the bar with that shit. It's funny. It's definitely a gimmicky beer.
Yeah.
Couldn't drink it all the time, but I love hot food. That, you know that.
That kind of reminds me of the gorilla farts, as I've heard them called.
Gorilla farts?
Yeah.
Please explain.
The tequila and hot sauce shots, they used to do at the bar, And I actually did one once down in the strip district. Done one once. I get her done.
Don't ever say that on the show again.
Sorry. The bartender made me go outside, which is illegal, but he made me go out and do the shot outside on the curb. Because just in case, I just threw it right back up.
Wow.
At least I was outside the bar, and he wouldn't have to clean it up.
You just actually reminded me of something else. I think I might have mentioned this on an earlier show, but the Firehouse Lounge on the Strip.
Oh, yes.
Great little place.
I've been there.
But have you tried their pepper-infused vodka?
No, I have not.
You must.
I'll have to try to get that.
They infuse their own with habaneros.
Yes.
Chili peppers and jalapenos. Excuse me. It's fucking hot.
You're
shit,
all choked
dude.
Up about that.
Yeah, it was a flashback. I love hot food, dude. I did one shot the entire evening. I could not get that taste out of my mouth.
Habanero vodka
and jalapeno and chili peppers. Yeah, but they make their own. They just drop the peppers in a big jug. And what I was talking to the bartender about, he's like, "Yeah, it's hot." And he's like, you know what we do?
That's kind of scary. The bartender looks at me like that, and it's not a girl, and she's like, it's hot. Okay.
But, every new employee at the firehouse
has to.
In order to get hired, they have to do two shots.
Not just one, two.
I felt bad for them fuckers that worked there because I did one, and I love hot food. I was like, holy shit. Like, balls across the nose is that hot. It was brutal, dude. But actually, I'm actually going to try that on my own. Pepper-infused vodka. It's easy. Just pour some fucking vodka in a jug and drop some peppers in and wait.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, look forward to that. We might do that on video.
That would be awesome.
Maybe we'll filter through the Greg Kangaroo. I don't know if I want to do that, though, because that Greg Kangaroo, the charcoal, will probably have habanero flavoring in it for, the next 8 years.
Anything else you filter would be habanero.
Exactly, dude. That little burn to it. I don't know if I want to ruin my Greg Kangaroo. That reminds me, we should have another Greg Kangaroo episode coming up soon. You want to be in on that?
Possibly. I mean, it would all
from
Bird's
Eye View got me some military special whiskey.
What's military special whiskey? Is that something made through
he's in the service.
Issued gym socks or something? Yeah. I mean,
he's in the service. You only get it at the duty free shops.
Nice.
At the military bases and stuff. It's like $8 a fifth.
I like duty free because, screw the government.
Duty and it's free.
Wow.
Yeah. I like free duty.
You like free duty. Yeah. That's the opposite.
That's right.
You don't have to go to Canada to buy it.
Exactly. All right, brother. You ready to wrap up this show, man?
Sure.
Let's do a little review. What was your favorite beer? I know we did two different breweries, so can't really, know.
So if I would stick to brewery, I would have to say the red was my favorite.
Over the Deathly Pale Ale?
Yes. Yes. Okay. If I had to go red, though, I would say yours.
Thank you.
Just because it's just a lot heavier. And
yeah, I had a lot of malt in that one.
A lot more flavor.
It's a thick bastard.
But I do. I like red ales, and I would have to say the red over the Deathly Pale Ale.
I'm kind of the opposite because I'm not a huge fan of the red ales. I mean, I like it, but, the Deathly Pale Ale was on top for me.
And like, well,
actually, the Mortality Stout is, but I can't fucking get it. But I digress.
All right.
And what do you think of the...
As far as all three beers, though, I would have to say the Yeti.
I agree.
I'm a dark beer guy. This beer is just... I'll be happy to sit here for a couple more hours and sip this if you have any more to open. Unfortunately, I don't think you do.
I got a lot of show beers I'm saving for Spoon's Return, but...
Who?
Exactly. I don't know. Sorry, Spoon.
Spoon?
By the way, when you listen to this show,
this is Dan the Fork.
Nice one, dude.
Take over the Spoon.
I'm going to start calling you the Fork.
The Fork, yeah.
Should have done that from the beginning, dude.
Spork. There you go. Well, I can't take that.
Now your new name for the show, if you're ever back on here, is Spork.
Spork. Yeah. Very nice.
I'm calling you Spork.
Nanu.
Wow.
Sorry. When you said Spork, that just Mork just Spork. Came to me.
Yeah.
Went with it.
He's old enough to remember Mork from Mindy.
I'm not that old.
Cheers, brother.
DNA.
Yeah. So, yeah, overall, I mean, kind of really not fair because the Espresso OK Jetty is a special beer.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
true.
That's why I kind of deferred between the first two. Because, like you asked me, you know,
right.
I wanted
brewery
the,
specific.
Yes, because yeah. I do. I mean, I do like the reds. So
he likes them red.
I like them red.
Nice, dude.
And pink in the middle.
Oh, and they're all pink on me. Never mind. All right, brother. This has been Sick Puppy.
And Dan.
Spork.
Spork. Sorry.
This has been Sick Puppy and Spork.
And Spork.
Coming at you with this was episode 51.
5-1.
5-1.
51.
And we out, man.
Peace out.
Kill yourself. Bitches.
Headbutt a train.
Nice, brother. All right, man. Look forward to show 52, man. May or may not be Spoon's return. We don't know yet. So
hopefully,
he will
be
back.
You back.
So yeah. Later.
Later.